If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode recorded at Rock Money Media in Covina, California. Hey, what's up? It's Rocky Nash. This is an old episode of Street Scholar Season 2. Myself, Sammy Joe Fox, and Novel. It's a great interview with Chat with Nat. She thought she had it all planned out, but God had different plans for her. This episode is also brought to you by CCLA Motorsports, Pokey Does Tats, Higher Lever Tattoos, Apish, Garden Bar and Grill, and Tacos Al Checo. Enjoy the show and see you guys next week.
I work in Pasadena.
You're all like seed out over there with your blue rag.
Hey.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Never leave me. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Play that for a little bit. A little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Never. This song reminds me of Rosarito, 99.
Oh, shit.
What?
Why?
99.
I just get my age up, huh?
Jesus. Yeah, like a seventh
did you get arrested there?
I did. I did.
Somebody was.
Twice within an hour, buddy. I guess you can't fight there.
Dropping that fire?
Yeah, Mexico?
Hey,
come
put
on
that
now.
Gangster shit on. Let's go.
Yeah, put more gangster shit on.
Oh. In-N-Out manager.
DJ In-N-Out.
In-N-Out manager. Come drop on, broski.
Rosie, are you an In-N-Out manager?
Yeah, look it.
Oh, this is a good
now
one.
Now he's a Street Scholar manager.
Sing it, Sammy.
My throat hurt, guys. Can you help me?
If you look inside your heart, you ain't got to be afraid.
We all know the song, right? We're over 30? Go.
Go, come on, Rocky.
There's an answer.
Oh, my God. You're
did
an
I do
angel.
Right?
That yeah.
So good.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Voice of an angel.
Hold on. Keep going.
American Idol. Oh, you know. Can you fucking talk?
Here I go right now.
Go
I'll be on worshiping this song.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on. And you cast your fears aside. And you know
on,
you can
to
survive. I'm done. No. I was trying to read off of this thing. Were you reading it?
Were you reading it?
You ever see Mariah Carey on that Christmas thing where she fucking choked?
Yeah, you sound like her right now.
That was New Year's.
Wow, bro.
Damn.
I can't do no better. That's why I wouldn't go and try.
Yeah, that's like a.
It's really pitch. Hard, but yeah, we're here to do
so
this.
So she said.
So, oh my God.
That's what she said again?
Start. Go ahead.
Just
double tap.
Just go. My throat hurts.
Hey, is that an Instagram picture?
That's what she said.
That don't even make sense.
She said my throat hurts.
Oh, okay. She might have said that. No, Sammy Joe, don't do that.
You guys are just gonna.
It sounds talking. Like an infection to me.
So Sammy Joe Fox is sicky pool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what. I don't know what she did this weekend, but we about to find out in a little bit.
I celebrated my girl Natalie's birthday.
What's up, Nat?
Yes.
Oh, this is Natalie, by the way.
Yeah,
this is
Natalie
our,
is our guest today. Let me just do it. Fuck it. Should we start off with the sponsors? Come on.
Yeah, go.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You did so good.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
I feel like I'm going to get fired.
you are fired.
Your position has been filled.
Yes.
You guys, our sponsors this week is, again, The Originals.
Yeah.
You guys are following Originals_California, CA, Originals_LA shop.
The bomb.
And again, shout out to my cousin Jimmy Jam for the plug.
What's up, Jimmy?
The Originals.
Are you Jimmy's brother? That's from Superbad.
Okay.
Jimmy's brother sing.
Yeah.
My brother came from Arizona, Scottsdale. You're not going to sing for him? Never mind. Go. Whatever.
Sing it.
What song did he sing?
These
eyes. Oh, yeah. These eyes. And the guy's all coked out. Yo, like this and shit. Like,
he's cry. About to cry.
Best shit ever heard. Novel. What did you do this weekend?
My God. I was in Seattle. It was awesome.
Oh, God. I'm in
I went
Seattle.
Out there.
Boring. What'd God. You do in Seattle?
What a lame vodka.
Come on, man. Your stories were like fire. What'd you do out there? Why did you go out there?
This guy's
you gonna let me talk?
This guy's gonna let me talk?
Go.
Yeah, we've been waiting.
Just hanging out, though. That's it.
Oh, anyways, my God.
What'd you do?
Do what?
You're so whack.
I don't know why he doesn't talk about it.
Now he never talks.
I wanted to know what you did.
Oh, my God. I went out there specifically to watch my buddy play football.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went out there, saw him play football.
So does he
plays
play
for UW.
Okay.
Yeah, he's badass.
It was fire. It looked dope.
Sean McGrew. Everyone, look him up.
There you
number
go.
Number 25.
There you go.
There you go. Right.
Did
there
you pinch go. Him underneath the table?
No, I didn't.
Sandra Foss, what did you do?
I celebrated Natalie's birthday. I tried to celebrate the first day and fucked up. So sorry about that, babe. But I came through for the beach party, and she had a huge beach party full of beautiful people, friends, family, food.
It was a good time.
And I woke up sick the next day.
But not because of my party.
Did you kiss anybody over there? Don't lie either.
I didn't kiss anybody there.
Did you get mono?
No, thankfully, I did not.
What is mono?
You don't know mono?
Is that why you didn't laugh?
It's another, it's
I see it on TV. You push the button on a remote control.
Yeah, it's a nasty germ, the spread through kissing.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some shit you get through like seventh grade or some shit like that when you're just
kidding. Or whenever.
You know, when kids are really dirty.
Do the age limit to this?
No, there's
well,
not.
It usually happened in like middle school. Or
it usually happens?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Did you get mono?
Well, that's when you're usually
school?
Kissing a no. lot. You ain't over here.
Oh, so are you, you're not. That's why you don't want to talk.
Okay, well, let's get to like the best part of talking about dating here. Let's get to Rocky's dating stories.
Man, let me tell you this one.
Tell us.
So listen, huh? They can't listen to my dating story. Could you shut the IG live off?
Honestly, yeah. Rocky needs a dating sponsor.
Is it
app.
Another shit story?
No. So some chick, I've been trying to take this chick out for like 2 years already, bro. It's been an on and on like DM thing kind of deal, you know. Mm-hmm. So I finally, she agrees to go out with me. So it's awesome. So I'm
nice
gonna take,
persistence.
I'm not a quitter, you know?
I love it. Don't give up.
So listen. So we go to some steakhouse in West Covina called Northwoods. You know, it's that one with the snow, fake mm-hmm. snow on it.
Yeah,
been there you didn't go to Yard House?
You know what?
I don't think
I ever go to Yard House again. Honestly, I'll be honest with you. So we go to Northwoods because she's a very low-key chick. She don't have a lot of followers. She's private.
Like, very
she's
dark very, in there.
And like, she's almost probably embarrassed to even go out with me because, you know, I'm the dating person. I don't fucking know, you know?
Yeah, you are.
So she goes, let's be like, she's a little pro, but I know how she is. So I go, Northwood's kind of dark, you mm-hmm. know, just peanuts on the floor.
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck does a peanut on the floor have to do with anything?
It's just low pro. Hold on. Well, you're missing my story. So we go there, right?
Yeah.
And then, so we're there, and then she comes in, you know, and then she goes, fuck. She goes, hey,
She said, fuck?
Yeah, she said, fuck. She goes, hey, my dad's here with my uncle, my aunts, and my whole family. They're like 10 of them, her God. Family members. I guess they decided to have dinner there as well. Like, what? You know? Like,
jeez.
So shit. She goes, should I go say hi before they come over here? I'm like, most definitely go say hi to them. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? So she goes over there. I go, and I'm thinking in my head, like, okay. Her dad's gonna come over anyway and see who the fuck she's with. Like, that's common sense, I think, right?
Some people are like that, some are not. But, okay, yeah. Go on.
So we're eating, you know, having a good time, you know? I'm talking because I talk a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So she goes, shit, my dad's coming over here. I go, like, oh, fuck, he is coming over here, you know? So then he goes, and so I stand up. Come on, gentlemen, I stand up and shake his hand. Hey, what's up, sir? I'm Rocky. I go, it's not my gang name. It's my real name. You know, I gotta let him know right now.
Yeah.
Because when you say gang name, like, yeah, Rocky. Oh.
For sure.
Anyways. So he's there talking to her for like 10 minutes. And while they're talking, I can't eat because it's rude to eat while they're talking. Just,
you,
she's
you
not
cutting
eating
your steak in front of him?
Yeah, you don't want to make you don't want to make utensil sounds and they're so, all talking.
No,
he wants to make sure that his daughter's eating with a man that can cut steak.
I don't know how to eat cut steak.
Oh.
That's a different topic, bro. So we're there, and then it was just weird and awkward for me. Like, dude, like, are me and your dad? Like, what the hell?
Food's
you know?
Getting cold.
Pretty much. And then anyway, he finally leaves. Mm-hmm. And then I go, fuck, like, you want to go to a bar after? She's like, yeah, let's go. I go, there's a low pro bar over here in Covina. You know, it's called The Cove. It's very low key. You know, one of the hole-in-the-wall bars. So let's go there. Nobody's going to bug us. So we go. We're sitting down. I order the beer. We get beer. And she goes, fuck. She says, fuck again. She goes, fuck. She goes, my ex is here.
Oh, I was just going to say.
Oh, my God. Her
ex or some dude she was dating. Oh, whatever the fuck, fool. I go, oh my God, what is going on right now?
Okay, stand up again. Hi, my name's Rocky.
You said she's low
absolutely
pro.
Not.
It's my gang name.
So like,
you said she's low pro, but so she sounds high key.
So he comes to the table, and I knew he was going to come to the table, because he kept looking and looking and looking. I go, okay, he's going to come over here, you know? So like, and I get the whole angry ex or ex, whatever they are. Like, I get it. Like, I've been there before. So like,
I know when they come over, like, just tell her what you want to tell her and just leave. Like, kind of one of those deals. Like, it's fine. Like, I'm not going to fucking fight at the bar over this shit. You know what
is
I mean?
Is this, like, a recent ex? Like, how recent is this ex? Because I don't know a lot of exes who just do that unless they're girls.
Well, I don't know. But so he comes. He goes, hey, how you been? Talking to her. And I'm like, okay, like, hurry up. Get out of the way. You know, and he goes, oh, what's up? Whatever his name is. Shakes my hand. I'm all cool. And he goes,
that's
oh.
right. Don't remember his name.
Yeah. No, I really don't remember his name. Good. I don't. So he goes, he's like, oh, you know, this I've got mutual friends or whatever. Like, what? I know, but you could tell he was very, like, how do you say, bitter, I guess you want to say that. Like, he was very, okay. like, he was disturbed, very, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, so I was like, in my whole head, go, like, just don't be rude. Like, don't disrespect. Even though it's kind of disrespectful on our table, anyways. But, like, at the same time, like, I'm not going to, it's not going to get down with this. I just got off probation like a week ago. Like, I'm fine. Like, just do your thing, get over with, and just go on, carry on with your beer, bro. You know? But, she was all, let's leave. I go, well, let's finish our beer at least, and then we'll leave, you know? And she's all, fuck. So she downs it, whatever the fuck. And then we leave, and that was pretty much it. But it was like a fucking...
Oh, my God. It sounds like a little nightmare.
And then, so we went out again yesterday. I don't know if you seen my IG story.
I seen a little bit. You guys went to, what, Dodger Stadium?
Well, we decided to go. It was Labor Day. So we decided to go to have lunch.
Okay.
You know? So she comes over like at 1 o'clock or 12, 1, whatever time it was. And let's go have lunch. So, you know, me, I go, well, let's fucking go to Venice Beach and have lunch. Kind of cool, you know, people watch. So we went to Venice Beach, there were a couple hours, it was fun, had a couple drinks. On the way back, I go, already here, Dodger game, start, let's go to our Dodger game. She goes, I'm down. So we go to our Dodger game.
Nice.
It was cool. Like, went to Dodger game, had some beer at the bar, had a good time. On the way back, I go, let's go to LA County Fair. She goes, I'm down.
Dang.
So went to LA County Fair, went on a ride, you know, it was just cool. On the way back home, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Went to Buffalo Wild Wings. It was just,
okay.
Yeah.
Wait, did you see anybody at any of these
no,
places?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Wait, let me tell you, this is the good part. Well, it's not even a good part. So at the, I go, man, this is a good day. We had fun. Like, and she's super fun. It was super dope. Had a good time. So then I say, fuck it. Like, I'm going for the fucking kiss, you know? Like, fuck
it's that
it.
That time, baby.
It's that time, baby. I met your dad already. You know, your ex. Like,
waited 2 years.
We paint the city. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's going down. Like, fuck it. So I walk her to her car, you know, and then I go for the kiss, and she moved the swerve and gave me the hug on the shoulder type of shit. I was like, oh, wah, wah, wah. All right?
Well, you know what? After this podcast, yeah, after that, I can see why girls hit me up now to go out with you. Look what a fun date you are. You went to Venice to have lunch. You went to Dodger Stadium.
Pump it up, girl.
Hey,
pump it up,
just
girl.
Let's go to LA County Fair.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So then, I mean, I didn't think it was a bad way because she did text me in the morning, like, good morning, whatever. And we text all day. Okay. Like, and I go, man, I go, so I did a little video clip. And I did a video clip in the morning. Like, I go, so this is where I try to kiss you, and this is where you diss me. So I'm, like, looking at the floor right there.
Uh-huh.
And I said to her, I said I didn't want to kiss because we just ate and this and this and this. I was like,
what? What do you think, Nat? You think that was she? It's because she ate something, or you think she just didn't want to kiss him?
Yeah, Nat.
I mean, it could have been. It could have. Was she flirting with you all day? Was she being like touchy feely? Was she being cute?
Yeah,
Nat's good at this.
I felt like she was like
she was
rubbing her boobs on me sometimes. You know, like the feely thing. You know, and you know, shoulder to shoulder bumping in, like that kind of stuff.
And it wasn't even like it was like the first date. That was the second date.
I met her dad, Dick.
And then the third date and the fourth
big
date.
Deal.
Well, I mean, I feel like maybe if she doesn't kiss you by the next date, then I don't know. But
so we're going to the movies tomorrow.
Well, that's your third date,
We're going to the movies.
Three date rule.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to the movies tomorrow.
Okay.
It's my day off.
Okay.
So
maybe it doesn't have to be like a really big like scam. It could just be like a.
I'm
really
not
nice
trying to grind
peck,
her like, in like in a parking
like
lot.
A nice, like a nice peck, a nice
something,
like a kiss really close to her lips right here. You know. Yeah.
But I feel like
on the side.
But I feel
like a little bit on the side on it, and then you slowly work your way in.
But I feel like without even a kiss, I feel like the vibe's so good. Like you know, I still like I feel like something there.
If you guys were able to spend the whole day together like
and at any time she could have said no, I'm gonna go. Like no, let's go home. Let's like any time she could have said like
yeah,
and then even after like I dropped we went to my house and get her car. She still kicked it like outside and talked about her car for like 45 minutes an hour.
She's
so
like, she likes you.
I think so, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a cool guy.
She's definitely interested.
I want to talk about real quick before we get into this crazy story. Not that you're a crazy story. Crazy story.
You are a crazy story.
It's okay. Yeah. It is. I accept.
So I want to get back to episode with the four last week.
Yes.
Yeah. Episode 4.
We got so much good feedback. I mean, man, I had so many people hit me up like, oh my God, I can relate to this. And Dom, man, you're a strong person for doing
sure,
that story.
Dominique.
And I always told you guys, if we could help one person out, dude, like I'm not even worried about the views. If we help one person out, like I feel like this is all worth it.
For sure.
This is all worth it, man. So it was
last episode.
And I was telling myself with that, like, I kept thinking to myself, because I don't get girls. I just don't get it. Like, to be in a relationship and get beaten up and abused and not walk away right away.
Yeah.
But then I thought about it. I kept thinking about it. And I go, it's same thing for me. Like, I was in a relationship with a gang that brought nothing but abuse and just stress and just pain for the whole family.
Yeah.
And it took me like 20-something years to realize, wow. I mean, I'm still from my neighborhood, and I always will, but I'm not in that relationship with it anymore. So it's the same thing. I think some people have a relationship, maybe not an abusive ex or boyfriend or girlfriend, but maybe abusive on drugs, relationship with drugs, relationship with different friends, or just friendships, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to walk away from that stuff, too. It's not. Yeah. It's just, it can be an issue with anything.
Whatever it is, it's an emotional attachment that keeps you there. It's mm-hmm. not just anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's a great way of putting it and comparing it to what you were in.
Because if I could tell you a story that I've done it and when I put my parents through, my whole family through, me, my brothers, like, you'll say, why wouldn't you walk away right away? I go, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I can't talk down. Like, why don't you walk away? Like, you just don't.
Well, that's a good way to put it, just so guys could hear it.
I'm really, really smart sometimes.
It's really crazy. Really smart, Rocky.
So, anyways, Sammy Joe, go ahead and introduce our guest and let's get on with this.
All right. So, today we have Natalie Hernado here. Hi, Nat.
Let's clap.
Hi,
guys.
Nat, chat with Nat. I'm excited to have her here. She's one of my really
good podcast
friends.
Name, huh? Chat with Nat.
Chat with Nat.
That's gonna be our episode name.
Chat with Nat. There it is.
Really good.
I'm so smart again. It's crazy.
You're working on roll.
How am I single? It's fucking ridiculous.
Doesn't sound like you're gonna be single for much longer.
Uh oh. There you go.
Okay.
Good luck. But anyways, let's move along. Natalie has a very interesting story, but we can't give away the end because it's so long and it's so good that we have to start from the very beginning.
Oh, I promise you, I'm not saying that.
I'm telling you, I cannot say shit on this show. But anyways, let's go. Natalie is going to start off where it began. And I think of some of what was the first question
can
that I said?
Well, can I just do something real fast for you?
Yeah.
I want to start off with this thing that you actually wrote on your Instagram, I believe. If you don't mind.
There you go. Yeah, go for it.
So we'll start with this. I did my homework on you, so I want to check your Instagram out. So I went to one of your posts and you wrote this. It says, you know what they say, you know that saying, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. God must have gotten good laugh out of me. I swore up and down that I had all the answers and I knew exactly what my life was going to look like. Ha, this bitch had no idea. Here's what's important. My baby is healthy. My heart and soul is feel free and happy and I'm calm. And I don't want to skip that part. I don't give it away. But maybe one day I'll tell my story because I'm sure many of you have questions.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here today for those questions.
Very good, Rocky. Very good homework you did.
Thank
you.
Yep.
You get an A plus today, Rock. Could you give it an
extra
A
credit.
Plus.
Extra
there
credit.
You go.
I was gonna walk away right now. I'm done.
Don't.
Can I drop the mic? Don't. Literally.
Yes.
That's why going on dates is good.
Yes.
See.
100%. And we'll talk about that in her story too. But the first thing we need to talk about is where you come from and how you originally started off your love life, which would be in lesbian relationships.
Okay, well, where do I come from? I come from
when did you find out you were gay?
Yes, that's
the
question.
Basically, I never really thought I was gay. So my sister Leslie is also gay, and I always thought that I always made out with girls and never with the guys, and I always thought it was just a phase, like.
How old are you pertaining
to? I was
to?
Like 14, 15, 16 in high school. I never really kissed boys. I always kissed girls. But it didn't seem like not normal to me because my sister was.
Is she your older sister?
She's my older sister.
That makes more sense.
So, you know, I always figured like this is not a big deal. And when I was 17, I had a boyfriend. He and I dated for 3 years. And he was really cool. I really liked him. But I could never feel that like real love connection with him. I just, you know, I thought I was young, and so, I don't know, when I was, like, I had another boyfriend, he was cool, he was all right, I ended up cheating on him with a girl. Ended up going to a bar one day, making out with a girl, and I still was like, this is nothing, I like boys, like, I'm gonna be with a man, I'm gonna marry a man.
You were like a liquid lesbian, is that what they call it?
A lipstick, you mean?
A liquid.
He's saying liquid, cause someone told him that when you drink a lot, you just kiss girls.
No, I could kiss him sober, I could kiss him drunk, I could kiss girls, like, it was just easier, I think, for me to kiss women than I think men, not really because I think I've just naturally been surrounded by more women in my like my whole life. I've been surrounded by women. My family is a female dominated like family.
But did you feel more like attraction and physical
to
women?
Women will always be way more attractive than I think men will be. Women are just such a beautiful species. Like, even women that don't want to get emotionally involved with a woman can get sexually and physically involved with women, you know? So I think for me, for a long time, it was just a sexual physicality thing and not so much of an emotional thing. Until I went, like, all the way with the first girl that I ever dated. Like, it was my first time. We got naked. We, like...
How old were you?
I was 22. Okay. And the first time, she kept telling me, take off your sweater. And I was like, nope, I'm not taking off my sweater. Like, I'll make out with you, but I'm not taking my sweater off. Like, you can't see my boobs. What the fuck? So, you know, she worked on me for, like, a whole month. She, like, would slowly try to, you know... We'd make out, and she tried to touch my boobs, and I wanted her to touch my boobs, but I didn't want her to touch my boobs because it made me kind of uncomfortable at the same time, you know? So finally, a month later, we end up going all the way, and it was the first time that, like, I myself had done, you know, I went down on her and things of that sort. That's, like, major TMI, but that's when I was like, okay, all of this makes sense. Like, I really enjoyed that. So this makes sense why I haven't been attracted to men sexually. Yeah. And this makes sense why I'm attracted to women. I like women, right? So I kind of just ran with it. I'm a very free spirit. I'm, like, very proud of who I am all the time. I don't have anything to hide. Like, I'm an open book. I'm a happy girl. So in my head, I was like, well, this is who I am. And you're going to love me if you love me, and you're not going to like... And I didn't really care what people thought about me, not even in that moment, right?
Yeah.
And then I met the next girl. This girl and I dated for, like, a year, and then we broke up. And then I met the next girl who ended up being 10 years older than me. I was 25 at this point. I was 24 going on 25. She was 10 years older than me, and she was just crazy. Like,
like crazy, like psycho?
Like,
crazy?
Just, like, that woman took me for a ride. I mean, she had high highs, low lows. Like, she was super emotional, really bitchy. But then, like, behind closed doors, she was a little fucking puppy. So it used to, like, mind fuck me, you know? Like,
yeah.
So why this are you is mean the on the outside, but you're nice on the inside?
Yeah. So this is the relationship that you were in when you got put on the reality show.
And so, yeah, she ended up, like...
What reality show? Which one's
it's
that?
Called The Real L Word,
and I didn't want to be on it.
But that's a lesbian far. Show on Showtime,
right? Which is just basically The L Word, but in reality.
And that's like that one. Was a long time ago, yeah.
Yes, a very long time ago.
And so she was auditioning for this. I wasn't, and honestly, life has taken me really crazy places. I ended up on a show, and next thing you know, I was at her house one day, and a whole camera crew comes into the house.
Oh shit!
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And the producer's like, you guys are going to be on TV. I'm like, what?
I seen a clip where you're getting mad at her for flirting with other girls, right?
She was just like, you know what's so crazy?
She was free spirit.
She's the most disrespectful human being I've ever dated.
Really?
Like, the most disrespectful. But in my young 25-year-old mind, like, I was not, like, the woman I am today would never allow half of the things that girl did to me. But the young woman that I was then, I think I was so impressionable. Like, she had money. She had a cool car. We'd go party at the W. We'd go party here and there. Like, she fulfilled, like, my wild party side of me so much that I was okay if she would talk down to me or, like, treat me kind of shitty, you know? On the show, it's so embarrassing. I'm crying, like, 95% of the time, which is so stupid.
Have you went back and watched those shows?
Girl, I stopped going back. I watched that show one time, and I was like, where do we fucking bury this? I never want to watch this again.
Oh, my God.
It's so old. If I were to watch it now, I would never be able to relate with that girl. Because that girl, she was a girl. I'm a woman, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Way different now.
Right. And this is in the time of Nat's. Relationship.
Prime time lesbian.
Yes, prime time relationship life. You got into another relationship
after that girl, the girl that I dated that I was on the show with. I told my mom that I dated women. I went to my mom's job one day and I was like, listen, I date women. Like, I want you to know that I like girls. And she was like, you know, my mom's always been very supportive.
Yeah,
she just said, are you sure you're gonna be okay with that? Like, you're not gonna miss men. And I was like, no, I'm not. I think I'm really fulfilled, and I feel like I really. This makes me happy.
So she went from relationship to relationship during this time.
Yeah.
And it was just what you had always been in a relationship, really.
Basically, I spent my 20s in relationships with people that never fit.
And all that time, you never had a guy, just all girls?
I didn't date a guy. The last time I was with a man, I was probably like 21 and a half.
Okay.
Like, not even 22 yet. Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on from relationships to hoe is life.
So after a relationship, you say fuck being in a relationship.
So I was in a relationship. I was in relationships with women from 22. I'd be like in a relationship with a girl for like a year, year and a half. Yeah. You know, like when you're first dating someone, you're on such a high, like every date is really good and like sex is really amazing. It's me yesterday. Yes. And like you make out and it just feels so good and you dress up for one another. And women, we tend to be like really emotionally attached.
Yeah.
And what happens sometimes is, I'm very like independent and I need a lot of space, and like, so when women would get too like almost clingy on me, it would make me want to go into my shell, and things would always end partly because of that, partly for other reasons. So basically I dated for a long time, and then in like end of 2017 I was like 33. It was my Jesus year, you know, my year of the rebirth, and I was like, you know what? My relationships are not working out. I broke up with the last girl that I dated, and I was like, I'm going to fucking just have a YOLO life. Like, I'm going to just...
YOLO, it's
gonna, everything is YOLO, and I'm going to say yes to everything, and I'm just going to live my best fucking life. Fuck dating. It's not for me. I don't know if it's me or if it's the other people, but all I know is that I'm wasting...
Preach it, girl. Come on now.
I'm like wasting my time.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what
Hell
I did.
Yeah.
I called a psychic, and I was like,
What?
Yeah, I called the psychic. Oh, it was October 2017, and I was like, am I ever going to have a family? Am I ever going to be married? Like, yeah. I feel like I'm not, it's not going to ever be my
you
life.
Miss Cleo.
You know what? I'm like the kind of girl, like, I wanted to have a good relationship and have babies and all these things. And it was feeling like it was drifting past me. And I was just going to see it go. And I couldn't, that wasn't good enough for me. So I call the psychic and I'm like, hi, am I? Ask her all these questions. And she's like, we FaceTimed.
Oh, no.
And she was like, honey, your family's on its way. But I have to tell you, it's going to be with a man and not a woman. And
no
I was
way.
Like, I laughed at her. I was like, there's no way. And she's like, it could be a man in the form of a sperm donor. It could be a man in the form of like a woman that's more manly. She's like, but your family's on its way.
And how much you
like,
pay for this?
I paid her $60. Okay, for 45 minutes.
You didn't lose out too much.
No.
I felt like she did she covered all the things.
Right.
Like, it could be
you're going to have a baby, but.
But it's going to be from a stone. Like, yeah.
When she said a man, I was like, I do kind of like, I do end up always dating like more masculine women, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I was like, okay, we're going to find a sperm donor.
It's like saying, like, you're going to get a man, he could be tall, he could be short.
She said, but she did, you know what? You know what she did say
guy.
To me? You know what she did say to me? She said, go home and write a list. Make a list of everything you're looking for in a person. Everything. She's like, be very specific.
What'd
write
your
down,
list say? I got to hear this.
Oh, my list was like 80, 90 things long. It was like, someone who comes from a good family, has their own group of friends, cares about their hygiene, has good style, makes an X amount of money, like has good credit.
Damn, is girl. It,
yeah, you have to get really specific.
Child support.
It was like, oh, damn, we'll pay it.
Back pay. I'm paying it. Okay, relax.
Because then you can't
I pay
travel.
Extra on the extra.
I'm like, because then you can't travel. And so basically over 4 days, I made this really long list, and I called it my perfect partner. And that was it. And then I carried on into 2018, and it was the phrase that paid for us was, ho is life.
Yeah.
Homie. And so my best friends and I, we all happened to be, like, single at the time. That's around the time I met Sammy Joe.
And you're just, like, just being different girls here and there, huh?
We were what?
Well, ho is life, you mean you're just being with other girls, like, all crazy?
You know,
taking
more,
trips,
more
concerts?
Than that, yes, exactly. It was
what
more,
do you mean more than
it,
that?
It was more
like not just dating
it was
girls,
more like being free.
Being free, there
being
you go.
Free, doing whatever you want, not caring what people say.
Am I doing ho is life right now?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm ho is life.
You are ho is life.
I don't want to be ho life. I don't want to be ho. The fuck?
Well, it ends.
Oh,
so
tell me your story. You have
it.
To end good, please.
So then, basically, I started off my year going to Thailand with some of my best friends.
Bangkok. Makes sense.
We had
sense.
A really good time. Yeah. We were gone for 13 days. We had so much fun. And then from there on, basically, anyone that would ask me out on a date, I would go. If someone was like, I want to take
you
out, I'd be like, okay, let's go. Like, that
Damn
was my,
it.
I'm doing this. I'm going to say yes to everything, which is what kind
Fucking
of ended
Jim
up getting
Carrey
me in
over
trouble.
Here, huh?
You know what? It was the best time ever because... Now where my life is now, I wouldn't be so happy now if I didn't do that then.
Yeah.
What is a wild story or something crazy that you did just during that time? What is one of the most...
Did you Bangkok
Even
in
if
Bangkok?
You didn't do it, what did you see that...
You see chicks
you know?
With dicks?
Yeah.
You know what?
What about
no,
that? Yeah, did you do
I
it?
Didn't. I no? couldn't. I couldn't. I wasn't in, I was not. I mean, I saw a lot of the... what are they called?
Chicks with dicks.
No, they're called...
Trans.
They're called Lady Boys. I saw a lot of Lady Boys. Yeah, they were beautiful.
My saying's better.
No. I think Lady Boys is just better because they're beautiful.
Mine rhymes.
Save, thing save yourself.
Mine rhymes.
Only save guys yourself. With tits.
So go ahead. Give us a crazy story right now.
A crazy story. And then what's a crazy story?
How about the story you told me?
Oh, you know it, Sammy.
From the Island Fever of what you saw.
The which one?
It sounds like another reality TV show.
That you started telling them what to do.
Oh, okay. So basically, I went to this
my
little
free spirit,
island.
Natalie.
I went to this little island, and there was this, like, really, there were a lot of really handsome men there, a lot of handsome men on this island, and, they, you know, they're on the island, like, they're island boys, so they go after all the tourist women, they go after all the, and the women, like, the tourist women, they love, you get, when you travel, you just have island fever, like, it happens, and so, I don't know, we were all drinking at this bar one moment, and next thing you know, we all jump in the ocean at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Naked?
And there was this boat, no one was naked, there was this boat that was, like, it was docked in the middle of the ocean, not in the middle, but it was, like, far, like fairly far out, and this guy and this girl, her name, well, anyway, they're on this boat.
No, no name.
They're on this boat, and they just started, like, doing things with each other, and I was sitting there like, oh shit.
As far?
Like, they were just, he was taking her clothes off, she was taking his clothes off, and the next thing you know, she's like, you know, like, messing, giving him head, and then he's just, like, boning her, and so I was, like, sitting there watching.
Oh,
like,
fuck. Hello.
Like on a rock?
No, on
like
the
a
boat.
Mermaid?
On
they're
the
right
boat.
There.
I was gonna say, like, Ariel's right
there. It's like a, this boat is docked for anyone, so you can jump off of it. There's like a rope attached, so you can. It's for tourists. It's
yeah,
kind
of
like a tourist attraction or whatever. So, I basically was just started. I started to tell him what to do. I was like, you grab him here like this, and
oh,
you bend her over and do that. Like, I'm talking. I mean, that's probably like the craziest story. And then I jumped off the boat and swam back to shore and. Went home to
my
the
job's
shower,
done
to
here.
Yeah.
My job.
I must go back to shore.
But the thing is, like, I don't do things like that, you know?
Yeah, you just
I
fucking
don't.
Instruct it.
I
yeah.
instructed the whole thing. It was pretty
sick
awesome.
Sick ass fluffer.
I love that story.
It was pretty. You do love
Did
that story.
You love that story?
She's like a porn
Dude,
director.
It's so interesting. I just, because Nat is very open, and there's a lot of people that we know around each other who are not like that, who just, like, say what they feel and are free. And she
yeah.
had that time where she was just free, and I fucking love it.
Yeah, it was a really good time. It was a really, really
But
great
time.
Time
is up, because...
So then I ended up meeting this girl.
Okay.
At the island?
No, I ended up meeting this girl. She had been pursuing me for a while, and I would
this
always
back in the United
down.
States?
Like
this
2 years
back in the
pursuing?
States. Yes. She was pursuing me for a minute, like,
towards
well,
the end of
more
Halloween,
than 2 years.
Towards the end of Halloween.
So... I my friends and I we hoed for from like January to like
she
we,
was a hoe
we went out from like January to June. It's like every weekend we were out doing something, going somewhere, just living our best life. And then I ended up meeting this girl that had been pursuing me because I was saying yes to everything. One day she messaged me and she's like, when are you gonna let me take you out? And I was like, whenever you want.
You like studs or femmes?
I like both. What always ends up happening is I always end up sleeping with femmes but dating studs. And I just think because too much female
makes sense
because
studs pay because
well,
they're
no,
like guys.
No, they're really emotional actually too. Studs. Well, I don't want to make my studs mad, but they're kind of more
Fuck
emotional.
Say it. Who cares?
Than like
say it,
women, I feel like girly girls were just more bitchy, where studs mm-hmm. are just a little bit more emotional. So you know, maybe
For
I think
sure.
I'm like the kind of girl I like to fix people. So like, if you're emotional, then I can help you.
Yeah.
And so I like to go date people that need help, and not anymore.
Captain Save-A-Ho.
I'm fucking done
oh,
with that.
Oh, she
life.
Was.
I was, and so.
So tell us about that relationship.
So, but this girl happened to not be that way. She actually was. I liked her because she was. She had like she was on a roll. She had her life together. She took care of herself, like mentally, emotionally, physically. She had a nice body. Anyway, we were dating, but you know, I had told her like, this year I'm gonna be free, so I'm gonna date casually. I'm gonna date a lot of people. If you want to date me, you have to know you're not the only person I'm dating.
Wow,
you
busted
a novel.
The what?
A novel.
That's novel.
He says he does that, but he's lying. But go ahead.
No, I did that back in like my age of 21. But go ahead.
And it
anyways,
was, it, so yeah, that's what I did, and she still wanted to date me, so we did.
Damn it!
And I don't know, like I liked her, I guess I kind of did, and I kind of didn't. I had fun with her, whatever. I still wasn't ready, and basically, what do you?
Well, we hit July, and then you met homeboy.
So yeah, so there was this girl that had flown out from Europe to see me because she wanted to take.
Damn it!
She wanted to take my friends and I. We were gonna have a beach party. She's like, I'm.
Oh,
I
yeah,
want to.
Yeah.
I want to take you to dinner. That's I'm right. like, okay, you want to take me to dinner? Fucking take me to dinner. Like, okay, you know. So she came to LA, She's like, I'm really white and pasty, so I can't be at the beach, but I'm going to rent a beach house so that we can all hang out there. Invite all of your friends. And I'm like, okay, I can have a beach party?
Fuck.
She's like, yep. I'm like, I fucking sent out a text. I'm like, you guys, this day at this time, let's Malibu, go. This is the house. I even invited
yeah.
you, right?
Yeah.
And so Saturday night, we go out to dinner. And after dinner, we go to a club. And in that club, she was really wealthy. She
obviously.
So she like grabs me and kind of pins me against the wall. And she's like, kiss yeah. me right now. And I was like, mm-mm, honey, I am not going to kiss you right now.
I
like,
should have done that.
Don't you ever put your hands on me like that. The fuck? So she and I end up having a
Wait,
fight.
Wait, she was like aggressive?
She was like aggressive, like kiss me. It's almost like she didn't know how to approach the situation. So she just got aggressive. She didn't. Yeah. She didn't
fucking
know how
Euros.
Else to do it. So in her head, she was like, "I'm just gonna do it now, and this is gonna be. This is my only option. Yeah. It's my only chance, and this is how I'm gonna do it."
These European people, and I have no respect.
Yeah, you know?
What part of Europe was she from?
She did she shave her armpits?
London.
I don't know where that. I knew her for like one day.
I don't know if they do over there.
I think that you're talking about like the Italian people.
What? I mean, French people.
French.
There
French,
it is.
Yeah. French.
Spence, Italian
the Spaniards
people.
As well.
I know. Don't throw me off guard. The Italian thing.
Do studs shave their armpits?
Some yeah. don't and some do.
Some don't.
Do they shave their legs?
I think some do
and
some don't.
Yeah, they're very like meticulous.
Yeah, studs are, yeah.
They spend a lot of time on themselves.
For sure.
Tons
more
of time.
Yeah, because I cut some studs hair and they're very picky with their haircuts.
Super.
Oh, I can only imagine.
So, what happened? So you didn't hook up with her? That was
no,
it?
No. So like, I'm like,
so
you got to go
beach party
right
canceled,
now.
Basically.
So the next day I sent a message. I'm like, the beach party is canceled and whatever that was at. So I'm at my friend Angie's house and we're sitting there and we're hungover from the
DJ
night
Angie?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, we need to still go out today. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And she's like, where do you want to go? I'm like, let's go to the beach. Like, let's still just go to the beach.
Yeah.
And she's like, fuck it, let's go. So we get up, we hop in her car. My friend Dre meets us and we drive to the beach. But see, I'm from the Valley, right? So I always go out to like Malibu, Venice, Santa Monica, like that side.
Gotcha.
But at this point, we're in Pomona where Angie lives. So we're closer to like, I've never been to Huntington Beach
nice.
Or like those things, right? Yeah. So Angie's like, do you guys want to go to a bar? Or you want to go
Sharkies,
like,
baby?
Hang out
come on.
On the water? And I'm like, let's go to a bar. Let's go to a place where there's ambiance. And so she's like, okay. Like, I've never been to the spot, but let's go. It's called the Bungalow in Huntington Beach.
Oh,
right?
Shit, cracks, huh?
So we get to the bungalow, and we walk in. Everything's perfect. Like, we walked in. There was no one at the bar. We got our drinks. Like, no one at the bar. The bartender was ready to serve us. And then we walk outside. We're looking for a seat, and there's a fire pit. And on the fire pit, there's 3 chairs on this side, and there were 3 of us.
Okay.
And there's 2 chairs on the other side. But where the 3 chairs were, there were 2 guys sitting in that like in that little area. So my friend Angie asks them if they can move to the area where it's 2 seats so we can have the 3 seats. They were really nice. They're like, yeah, you can have the seats. So we sit down, and I see this guy, one of the guys that was sitting there that sat on the other side. I just see every movement I made, his head would just follow me. And I was like, fuck, this guy's going to flirt with me. Like, ugh.
Really? That's your attitude?
I don't want him to flirt with me.
Thought you were a yes man at that time.
I was a yes man, but I didn't expect
two
for
girls.
That.
She was yes girl.
Yes woman.
Or yes ma'am.
Yeah. I was a yes ma'am. Exactly.
There you go.
And so basically this guy comes up to me and he's like, he sat right next to me and he's like, hi. And I'm like, hi. And he's like, this is going to sound really crazy, but I feel like you and I were meant to meet today.
That shit works?
And
it didn't work. No way it
no,
worked.
No, I was like, this?
No way
is that
worked.
What's happening in this world?
Thank
in my
you.
Head, I was like,
no way this shit
oh,
worked.
God. And he's like,
right.
I want to know everything about you.
I'm done with this
And I'm like, okay, well, my name is Natalie, and I date women, not men. So
ooh.
You're just going to have to. And he was like, shut up.
Mote
no
it.
Way. I'm like, yep. He's like, all of you guys date women? I'm like, all 3 of us date women. You're barking
he probably
up the
thought
wrong
you guys were lying.
And he's like, my friend was saying you guys might be gay, but I didn't believe him. I'm like, no, we all date women, right?
That's
and
funny.
So
my friends,
because
yeah.
His friend works at a gay
yeah,
bar.
Yeah, they look gay.
His friend works at a gay bar.
I mean, not the gay
at
looks
at
like
day.
A certain way.
Well,
I'm sorry, go
but
he has a
gaydar. He has a gaydar because he works at a gay bar.
Oh.
A security guard. And so
he speaks gay
and
knees.
And so basically, he just said, "What the
fuck
is that?"
Yeah, let's made it up. It's good. Let's roll with it. Gay
yeah.
knees.
They're straight. Go for it.
Nah, go
it's
your
like
story.
Japanese, but okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm done.
Anyway, this guy.
This guy spoke Guyanese. He thought you guys were. And,
so and
you guys were.
He just sat next to me and he's like, let me take you out. Give me one date. And if in one date you're not into me, the worst that can happen between you and I is we'll become friends.
I like that one.
And because it was my year of the yes, I was like, you know what? I haven't gone out with a guy in 12 years, but I might consider this. And, you know, now drinks are flowing. Now it's a couple hours. We've all been drinking for a little while.
Yeah.
And so my YOLO year, I would...
Please stop saying YOLO.
I swore that I was going to bring back the camcorder. So I would take my phone out, prop it up somewhere, and just record and record and record and record.
Really?
And sometimes I would get some really good footage.
Yeah, document.
And so I documented everything, right? And so at one point, he and I are both really drunk, and I put my phone down, and I'm recording us, and he's like, hi, you know, this is our first video together, and this could be something, or it could be nothing.
You still have that clip?
I still have that clip.
Amazing.
And he's like, we're like talking into the camera, and he's like, can I kiss you? And I'm like... okay.
Dude, if this guy kissed a lesbian, I couldn't kiss a straight girl fucking yesterday. I'd be very upset.
And we kissed, like, our kiss was fire.
He was a yes man.
It was fire.
I need a yes girl.
Okay.
You need to go find yourself a yes girl.
Go ahead. We
just need to find yourself a lesbian.
You guys
it's
kiss.
Not about me right now, guys.
So you guys kissed.
We kissed, and I was like, damn, that was really good. And he pulled away. He's like, do you always kiss people like that? I'm like, I mean,
this
guy's
good. This guy is good.
I thought he was sloppy, but he's good. Yeah, he's good.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay, so then that was that. And the next, we exchanged phone numbers. Yeah. My friends and I left. And I was, like, kind of tripping, like, what just happened?
I remember.
I told
him,
I'm like,
after.
I have not kissed a man in 12 years.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know about this situation. And, but I liked it, you know?
Yeah.
But I was
kissed
like,
I kissed a man and I liked it.
Pretty much. I even saw you guys afterwards because I went to Angie's to cook. I remember
that's right.
And she came back. And, I mean, I'm close to Nat at this time. And she was like, Sammy Joe, I met a guy. And I'm just like, shut up. Don't even talk about it. She's like, can I tell you about him? I'm like, no.
I was excited.
Really?
Don't.
I'm like, just don't. Because I know Natalie as, like, these women were coming and going. And then all of a sudden she met a man. And I was like, bitch, you're gay
shut
as
up.
Fuck.
Yeah.
There is, like, you're more gayer than me. I can't, like, even imagine that
fluent.
Shit.
Yeah.
And
super.
I just thought it was going to be nothing and over.
Super
and,
gay.
And then it kind of, I heard it was
and
over.
And then the next day I woke up.
Yeah.
He FaceTimed me. And I'm like, what the fuck is this human doing FaceTiming me? Like, I got all weird.
Did you
I
get excited
phone.
A little bit?
No, I threw my phone. I'm like, why is he
you threw
FaceTiming
it?
Me? Like,
weird.
But like, then yuck. I went back and I picked it up. I'm like, hi.
Loser.
So then, basically, just we just up. Thought. He was like, hi,
so
I've
wait,
been thinking about
let's go
you.
To the date. Let's go to
so
the
then,
date.
So then, so I met him on the 1st of July. That's the day we made out, right?
Okay.
1st of July.
Okay.
And so then on the 4th of July, my friend Angie and I went back to the bungalow. And we're at the bungalow. We end up in Long Beach. I don't know how we did that, but we did. And he lives in Long Beach, so we're in Long Beach. And I message him, and I'm like, hey, you're never going to believe where I'm at. He's like, where? I'm like, I'm in Long Beach. He's like, tell me where I'm on my way. So, but the whole time I was like, that's going to be my baby daddy. Like, that's going to be my baby daddy. I was so sprung on him, like, for these 3 days, right?
No
Which
way.
Is so
3 days.
Weird. Like, so weird. And so, basically, he met me at the bar, but it was last call at this point. So, we were drunk. We were trying to find a way to get home because we didn't want to drive.
Yeah.
And so, he whispers in my ear, you know, I think you should come home with me. And I was like, ooh, I haven't gone home with a man in 12 years. Like, you must be out of your mind.
Yeah.
And I turn around and I'm, like, thinking in my head, you know what? You haven't been with a man in 12 years, bitch.
YOLO.
Check, please.
12 years. Like, you know, how do you even know you don't like the D? You know?
Yeah.
So all this is going in my head. I'm like, if you're going to do it with somebody, it has to be him because he likes you. You know? So I'm thinking all this shit. And I look at my friend Angie. I'm like, Angie, I'm going to go home with him. She's like, don't do it. You're going to regret it. You're drunk. You're going to regret
it. Hater-ass Angie.
I'm like, Jesus. I'm doing it. She's like, okay, you're doing it. She grabs his ID. She takes a picture of his driver's license.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right, Angie.
I literally
I mean,
don't do those things.
Guess,
hell
right?
Yeah. You fools are creeps.
And
go
so basically.
Wait, whoa.
I said it.
And
I already
so basically,
said it.
I went home with him. We went straight to the bedroom. We went straight to having sex.
Oh, wait. Go to the foreplay shit.
No, there was no foreplay. It was very much like, let's get this done.
Like
I
that?
Need to see if I like
oh,
it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Spanky.
Man.
And I did it. I was like, what am I? The whole time I'm laying there, like, what am I doing? I don't even know if I like this. Anyway, the next day he drove me to my car. He's like, I'm going to sweep you off your feet. I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Like, this guy swears. He's like, let me take you on vacation. I'm like, nope. This guy is really legit crazy. Like, he's crazy. And basically, that was that.
And you got over it, huh?
And I, like, a couple days later, I'm like, I'm crazy. I like women.
Yeah.
I need to call this guy and I need to end this with
so
him.
So you were fighting with your feelings, right, with them?
I just wasn't sure what I was feeling. I was like, what am I
but
feeling?
But you were feeling something, though.
I was feeling something, but I thought in my head, like, I'm not comfortable with the situation. I don't know how to handle that. I know women. I'm going to stay in my lane, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know? So I called
but you're
them.
Already having second thoughts. Like, why wouldn't you just... Never mind. Go on with the story.
I don't know. I don't know why. I was just... I think maybe...
But his sex was good?
Well, see, I'm annoying. I'm the kind of girl, like, we have to be connected emotionally before I can have sex with you. And just, like, if we're not connected emotionally, sex will never be good. I'm one of those kind of girls.
But I'm saying,
like,
after the first time you had sex, you're like, man, I need that again.
No.
No?
I was very much
connected.
Like, no. I need to call this guy and be like, no,
oh,
I can't do
man.
This.
But she was playing it in her head too much. Yeah. You were thinking about it too
Way
much.
Too
so
much.
Obviously,
like,
it's not going to be
good. I was thinking, like, we didn't use a condom.
Adios,
oh, my
Natalie.
God. Like, how dare I? I don't even know this man. I don't know if he's being a hoe. Like, I'm being a hoe because that could be, you know. So
yeah.
I called him a couple days later and I'm like, listen, I can't do this.
Yeah.
When I told you I liked women, I really meant it. And so I can't do this. And he was like, it's all good. Thank you for being honest with me. I completely understand. No worries. Like, can we still be friends? He was always really nice. And I'm like, of course we could be friends. And then a week later, I found out I was pregnant.
Boom.
Wowzer.
Drop that mic.
At 2 weeks, I found out I was pregnant.
And that's the video we put on
Instagram,
like, yeah,
Instagram, let's just
right?
be friends. Right. I'll see you in 9 months.
So tell us about the pregnancy then. Like, how did you tell him?
I found out I was pregnant, he was in Texas. He's a surfer, so he was in Texas surfing. And so I was like, I'm going to wait for him to come back. He was already scheduled to teach my friends how to surf. So in my head, I was like, when he comes back to LA, I'll tell him that when he takes the girl surfing. And so basically,
and you're super emotional because I seen the video clip of you.
Yeah,
because
the thing
so when you found out, you're like, what? I know you posted on Instagram. We all posted it, but what? How do you feel? Like, shit, I'm pregnant.
I was like, I can't do it. So my friend Yadi, I was doing everyone's hair at the salon, and Yadi was like, out of nowhere, she's a witch, right? She knows, like, she has premonitions, and you just never want Yadi to tell you anything because she's always right.
Yikes.
So she was like, nah. She's standing behind me. I'm like, yeah. She's like, you should take a pregnancy test. And I was like, why would you ever say that to me?
Randomly, she said that.
Yeah. And she's like, I think you're pregnant. I'm like, why would you ever say that to me? And she's like, your ass is just really big out of nowhere. And I was like,
rude.
And I was eating, I was craving, I was eating like the worst food for those 2 days.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's just my period. Like, I'm going to get my period, but
yeah.
I'll work it off next week. You know, that's what I was thinking. And the next morning I woke up and I was like, I need to find out if I'm like, Yadi just kept playing over in my head. And so I went to the store, I bought 2 pregnancy tests. I got to work, I took them, and they were both positive. And so I just started crying. I called my best friends, and I was crying, and they were crying. And
were there any kind of like second guesses, like any plan B, or it's too late for plan B? But
I was
like the
thinking,
other stuff.
Like my friend, one of my friends was like, "Listen, if you don't want to keep this baby, like it's okay. We'll support you no matter what." And in my head, I'm like, "I can't have this perfect stranger's baby. Like, this is a man I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him. I don't know if I can have his baby." Like, for 2 days, I thought, "I'm gonna have an abortion." But I had already wanted to get pregnant, you know? So I was like, if I have an abortion and then I try to get
this
pregnant.
This might be your only chance.
And I don't get pregnant, I'm never going to forgive myself for this moment right now.
Yeah.
And so I talked to my stomach one day and I was like, okay, like I'm going to keep you and I'm going to commit my life.
Did you ever pray
to you.
On it?
Pray on what?
Like your decision?
Well, oh, always. I mean, the moment I found out I was pregnant, I hit the floor. Like I just started praying and I had to just leave it to God at that point because that's what it felt like, the meeting him and being so connected to this man and, like, literally trusting him so much that I went home with him, you know?
Yeah.
After so many years of that never being the case. So, basically, he took my friend surfing, and after they surfed, I was like, come on, we got to go for a walk. And we went for a walk, and I just said, I'm pregnant with your child.
Oh, boom.
I love it.
And he was
boom.
Like, what do you mean? I'm like,
what do you
it.
Mean?
He's like, are you sure it's he said, are you sure it's mine? And
he
I'm
said
like,
that?
You're the only man
people
I've been with
that?
In 12 years.
Guys always say
like,
that.
Like, this is can only
you don't
be your
know,
child.
Sammy.
Oh, I know, because I used to know. They say that. And they still say it all the time. Shut up.
The Rock doesn't say that. The Rock never said that.
Because you probably want it to be yours. Anyways, go on.
You want more kids?
I'm good. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't
no,
know.
He
That's
does.
A different topic.
He does. Yeah, we'll talk about it next time.
So then he just, I was like, if you don't want to be a part of this baby's life, you don't have
oh,
to.
Oh, you
like,
hit him with
I
that
got
bullshit.
This.
Oh
my. I got
Girls
this.
Say that?
Yeah, I was like, I got this.
Real
women.
Real women.
I really I really was like,
she wasn't gonna be with him, and she's like, she's gay, so she just felt like, look,
if you don't want
to, he fell in love with her the moment he fucking lied. He laid fucking eyes told on
you.
Her.
This guy's a sweet
you
angel.
You think he's gonna back out from raising
and
his
you know
child?
What, and you know what he said? You know what he said to me? He said, "I'm gonna be with you every step of the way."
That's my boy.
That's my guy.
I didn't know. What's his name? Can I say his name? What's his name?
Caesar. Caesar.
We applaud the man. All hail Caesar.
That was good.
Thank you. You're on a roll today.
Thank you. It's this coffee. It's fucking crazy.
Okay, well, let me shorten this real quick. Because I want to get to this pregnancy and tell you like how this happened. So,
but we want her to tell.
She
us.
Tells him. I know, but we're on time here. So she tells him. Okay.
Are you guys okay? Good.
Throw that fucking timer away,
yeah,
in my manager.
Anyways, so she tells him. She drops the bomb on him. He's fine. He's down as fuck with her already. But she wants to still be in a relationship with homegirl.
Yeah.
So she stayed in a relationship.
She and I had, like, the day before I found out I was pregnant.
Okay.
She and I went on a date. She called me. She's like, I want to take you out to dinner. And I was like,
wait,
okay.
What homegirl?
Yeah, you fast forward too much.
No, because she met.
I'm never watching a movie with you ever.
She
fast forward. What homegirl?
One of the last girls that I met, the one that had been pursuing me for 2 years.
So you still have a girlfriend while you're pregnant?
Mm-hmm. It's the same girl that she told you about before Caesar.
Yeah, the last girl that I dated, and basically
needs to match up, guys.
She took me out on a date. I know. Honestly, you guys, if there's one thing in my life that I could take back right now that I will forever regret, is not like just not letting that flow. You know, he and I. But I just really thought, like, I don't like men, and I'll never like men. And this just was a fluke. We got lucky that this happened. It's a fluke. Yeah. I thought about the psychic, like, okay, this could be your sperm donor in the form of a man. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't
lucky,
really
that
think
that was a blessing.
I didn't think that. I thought if I'm with this man, I'm going to break his heart because I will probably leave him for a woman. So what's the point? Like, why am I even going to entertain that?
I don't know. A man like that don't seem like he could be broken because he already knew.
His mind made up.
He already knew. Asked me, he was like, how old is your dog? Because I had a dog. I'm like, she's 2. He's like, perfect. Our baby's going to grow up with a pet. Like, but see, the thing is, you have to also understand, like, I didn't have a good dad. I didn't have good male role models in my life. So here's this guy that's like being better than any man I've ever known. And in my head, I'm thinking, like, this is fucking foreign all across. You're a guy. You're nice. You're good. Like, you're respectful. You're all of these things.
Yeah.
Nah, you're a unicorn. I don't know about that. Like, I'm not into that. So,
or maybe your soulmate?
Or maybe my soulmate. And
the
so
fuck?
Basically,
a unicorn?
I made this guy suffer. Like,
Caesar,
I made
what in
him
the world?
Suffer. Yeah, Caesar's a good one, man.
I want to take him out
so
to dinner.
I want to get it apart. So he was there for the whole pregnancy. You have a girlfriend.
Yeah, so I tell the girl that I'm pregnant too. I'm like, listen, I'm pregnant. Like, I have to let you go. I have to focus on being a mom now.
Yeah.
And she was like, how did that happen? And I'm like, on the 4th of July, I had sex with this man without a condom. You know, I'm like, that's how it happened.
Did you show her your document?
Because the thing is, he didn't, like, finish inside of me. He jizzed on my belly. This is a very important fact. This is very important because I got pregnant off of pre-cum.
That happens.
Okay. So had I known I was going to get pregnant, I would have gone and had a plan B, like, immediately. But
yeah,
I had no...
Yeah.
I really thought, we're in the clear. Like,
yeah.
We're good. So the no condom part was important because, I mean, shit, I ended up super fucking pregnant. Like, pregnant, you know? So you got to go. And
yeah.
She didn't go. She chose to stay.
She stayed the whole thing.
And so, you know, but I was very much honest. Like, I called Caesar. I'm like, listen, this is a situation. Before I met you, I met her. I still really like her, and I'm still going to pursue this with her. I need you to know because you and I are going to have to learn to become very good friends because we're going to have a child together, and we're going to raise a very great child. But the only way that's going to happen is if we're honest with each other. And he was like, okay, like, this is not ever what I expected my life to be like, but... okay, like, that's what it is. And so he and I would go to every doctor's appointments together, and then we'd go eat, and then he'd go on about his life, and I would go on about my life. Like, he wasn't a part of my pregnancy,
okay.
Which is really sad. Like, I...
Because you didn't allow that.
I didn't. You know what? In my head, I was like,
what's
the
point? And that girl was? She went to the classes with you, that girl?
You know, we all three went together.
Oh, okay.
Which was stupid, too. Like, if there are a few things I could take back, and he paid for it, it would be, like, some really dumb decisions.
I'm kind of mad at you right now, Natalie, with the situation going on.
Honestly, you know me, I'm mad at myself right now because now I have my little baby boy. And then when I go to tell him the story of everything, he's going to have questions. And the answers are not going to be answers that he's going to like, you know?
Yeah.
So that's something that, like, this is not over yet, you know? So trust me, I wish I could take some things
back. So it takes you to the part where you're in labor now.
Oh, my goodness. And so
here we go.
Sam and Joe. Like the week before I went into labor, I went to my last doctor's appointment, and the doctor tried convincing me to go get induced.
Okay.
He was like, please go across the street and get induced, like, please. And I was fighting with him. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. Like, let my body do what my body wants to do. I've carried a baby for 9 months. And we get back, Caesar and I get in the car, and I'm like, I'm sorry that I embarrassed you. And I'm like crying. And he's like, don't cry. You're going to make me cry. Like, I never want to see you sad. You know, I trust you that, you know, that this is. Anyway, and in that moment, I remember thinking, like, damn, I love this man. But I'm like, well, duh, we're going to have a baby together.
Yeah.
I love him because of that. And then I let the thought go. And then here we are. It's the day I go into labor. She's there. He's there. My doula's there.
So she's there all the way to the day of. And what happened? Come on. We're waiting.
Drop.
Yeah, I'm mad too.
I'm happy you don't talk. I'm happy you don't talk. And so
finally someone's happy about it.
And okay, so basically I. Okay, but there's one important thing about this girl and I. The whole time I was pregnant, we never had sex.
Okay.
Because we were going to wait, we were going to wait until marriage to have sex. So with one thing
so
that
you were talking about marriage with this girl?
Yeah.
While you're, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It was serious.
Yeah. It was serious. It was like super serious.
And you
serious.
Know what? Honestly, like, I don't know that girl, but she seemed like a cool chick to stay with you the
she
whole pregnancy.
She was so cool. She
seemed like a cool chick.
Bad.
Honestly, like, that's a dope chick.
You know, I feel like I came into a place where I had to really, like, I was presented with two really, really good people.
Yeah.
Like, really good people, you know? And that was... That was in that moment before the baby
I
came.
Get
it was
one
hard.
Person.
Like it was True. Hard. That's what my friends would say. Like, how the fuck do you have two people and I can't even get one? But trust me, like anyway, I go into labor and basically I labored for a very long time for 3 days. I pushed for
three days.
And the baby just he was so big he wasn't coming out. And so the doctor comes into the room and he's like, C-section. You know, you gotta. And so, like, the week prior, Caesar was like, can you just make sure that, like, I cut the umbilical cord? And I would always tell him, like, you're this baby's father. No one's ever gonna take your place. You never have to worry about that. That's just right. Because we're not gonna be together doesn't mean that anyone is gonna replace you. Like, you will always be his dad. And I'll make sure that he always knows that. Like, you're a dope. If you were an asshole and, like, not present, I wouldn't even care what you think or what you need or whatever, but because that's not the case with you, he will always know who you are and no one will ever, ever even think about taking your place. So the doctor comes in. He's like, you need to go into a C-section because you're in danger. Your baby's in danger. Like, this guy, wow. This baby can't come out. He's too big. He's been in the birthing canal for 3 hours already. And I was like, just take me. Like, take me into a C-section right now. And so... The nurse is like,
and she said she put a blank. They put like a so you can't see what's going on. That's what my son.
Yeah, the nurse is like, you can only take one person with you to the operating room.
Wow.
Who's it gonna be? I'm like, it's gonna be dad.
Right away, no second guessing.
No, I would never second guess
that. Good for
you. Never ever. And so you know, I may be dumb.
I would have left right
now. I may be dumb. I may be dumb with my own life, but like, at that point, it was this guy and his baby. You know, so we go into the operating room and basically. I felt my entire surgery. Like, when they cut me open, I felt them slice me open. I felt them take my organs out. And so I slowly started to panic. Like, I slowly started to scream a little bit louder. And
drugs weren't working.
The epidural wasn't working. And the only person, as we would have it, the only person that was familiar to me in that room was Caesar. He was the only face that I knew, that I recognized, and that felt safe.
Gave you comfort.
Know? Yeah. So I kept telling him, I could feel everything. I could feel everything. I could feel everything. And he just... He, like, came by my ear, and he was like, hold my hand and breathe. Just hold my hand and breathe. And so I was breathing, and then when they went to go suction the baby out, that pain was so excruciating. It was the worst pain I've ever felt in my entire life, that I lifted my legs and I turned my body. And not until that moment did the doctor believe me that I could feel everything. Because at that moment, he realized I wasn't numb because I was able to move.
Wow.
And so they shot me up. They put me out, you know? So what happened is that caused my uterus to hemorrhage, which I started to bleed out. Basically, like, I was bleeding to death, right?
Yeah.
So I wake up, and Caesar's just bawling, and he gives me the thumbs up, and he holds my face, and he's like, I love you, and I'm so sorry. I love you, and I'm so sorry. And he was crying. And in that moment, I looked at this man, and I was like, why do I want to live my life without you? Like, you are my everything. And so...
Are you going to cry?
I am going to cry. It's fucking sad as shit.
It was, In that moment, I just was like I've already heard this story, so.
It's like emotional. Let me fucking cry. You ruined my moment.
No, I just loved your go eyes ahead. Right now in the
They're
light.
They're like glossy.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of pissed, so
it's
I ain't crying.
It's the fan.
Go ahead with the damn story. Finally.
Fucking shit.
So this is life or death
and
experience.
So I you know, they wheel us out of that room, and we're in the recovery room for like a really long time. You know, God works in mysterious ways. And you know, I had my birth plan where it was going to be this like fantasy. It was a fantasy world. It wasn't real life where, you know, we were going to all be able to coexist and everything would be fucking fine and dandy. And this man respected me so much that he never ruffled my feathers.
Never really questioned you, huh?
No, he just didn't. And so, you know, but I also was also very honest with him. Like, I'm gay. I only date women. I haven't been with a man in 12 years. I really stood by that because that was really my life.
Yeah.
You know, I hadn't ever kissed a guy, liked a guy, looked at a guy, nothing.
We need
to
get him on our podcast.
So, so then
the other side of this,
we were in the recovery room. You're only supposed to be there for like an hour, and we ended up being there for like 4 hours.
Okay.
Because I couldn't stop bleeding. Like, my bleeding wasn't stopping. Right. So they wouldn't let me go, you know. And at this point, Caesar's like holding my boob in the baby's mouth. He's like holding my hand. He's crying. I'm crying. And we're just like,
I'm crying.
We were so like, in that moment, that guy and I built the bond so strong that you like, definitely, to this day, if you're around us, you just could feel it. Like, we are
soulmates.
We are a fucking unit.
Are you guys so after that whole experience, what's going on with you and your girlfriend?
So I come out of the operating room, and she's like waiting for me in my room with my whole family. And in my head, I was like, she has to go. She has to go now.
That was in your mind already?
Like, immediate.
Wow.
I blinked and it was done. It was done. Like, done. And so,
no looking back, huh?
No looking back. My dad was there the day I gave birth. And so, you know, it was scary. None of our families knew what was going on. So when we came up to the room, we were both bawling our eyes out. Because we had just experienced something so traumatic. We were scared, you know, we were shook.
You experienced God.
Yeah, we experienced, like a life or death matter.
Miracle
there, you know?
Right there,
so,
yeah.
But, you know, he stayed really cool the whole time I was in labor. He just ignored her. He was cool as a cucumber. He never acknowledged her. He was never mean to her. But he also wasn't nice to her. He was just like, it's like she didn't exist, you know? So, basically, the next day she comes to the hospital, and I just told her, I'm like, you gotta go. You can't be here. I'm like, this is his baby. And it's his time to bond with his child.
Were you
child.
Blunt about it? How do you, like, how
I was just blunt. I mean, here's the thing. I was just trying to recover. I didn't have the energy to sugarcoat. I just needed to get better, you know?
Do you feel like you regret the way you told her? Like, right now? Because it's kind of mean?
Because
she was there for the whole pregnancy.
So,
though.
Basically, the next day I messaged her and I said, listen, I'm going to need some space. And she said, why don't you want me there? And I said, I've just been through a lot. I need a really good cry. And if there are a lot of people here, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And she's like, is Caesar there? And I said, yes, he's here. That was that. The next day she showed up. I said, just wait for me to call you. The next day she showed up to the hospital unannounced, like late night. You know, so that night we went for a walk, and, you know, she's like, do you want to be with him? And I was like, honestly, right now I just want to get better. I was like, and the thing is, like, I can't have you coming to the hospital. And she was like, why? And I said, because he's bonding with his baby right now. Like, this is his moment to bond with his baby, and I wouldn't be okay if he had his girlfriend here.
Yeah.
You know, so no, you can't be here. Just wait for me to get home and I'll call you. And basically when I got home, I called her and I was like, look. She's like, do you want to be with him? I'm like, I don't know if I want to be with him, but I do know this. I do know that I have to think about my baby for the rest of my days will always come before everyone. And if that means that I need to put him before you, then that's what I'm going to do. You know, it's like, because I can't look back on my life in 5 years from now and regret not doing things for my child because I was protecting
It would
have
been selfish for your own needs.
And I said,
much.
You're going to, you know, so we just need to end it.
Are you, can I go to the part, are you still with your baby's dad, Caesar?
Caesar and I have not been apart since the day the baby was born.
Wow. Happy ending?
Like, have not been happy apart. We're, and you know, he slowly, you know, basically just told me, like, we love each other and it's okay. You don't have to be scared.
And now there's no denying the love, right,
oh,
for you?
Oh, no. I'm so, like, I am so in love with this human being. I can't even put in. It makes my body sweat, like, how much I love him. Because he is just.
It's not even that he's a good guy or a good girl. He's just a good fucking person.
He's a good human.
Yeah, he's a good person. I think at your point, it don't even matter what the...
No, not really. Yeah. And he's handsome, and he has all the... He's everything on my list.
No, he looks like a surfer. Now you mentioned that. Like, I seen a picture. He's a surfer.
Yeah, he's a total surfer. Like, he's a really cool guy.
Yeah, he's chill. I'd like to meet that guy one day.
Yeah, I met him, and normally, like, with my friends, I'm very like overprotective. But you know what? He was fucking... He was cool. He's a legit dude.
He, like, stood his ground, and he doesn't have any...
Does he have a sister?
He does, but she's married. He doesn't have any hard... Like, he's not uncomfortable uncomfortable around my lesbian friends. Like, he very much... He doesn't feel... He welcomes everyone, which...
He's chill.
Because, you know, my friends are all still very much gay. Like, all of my friends are all lesbians. So, he never... He treats them all
never
like
judged anybody.
Ever.
Yeah. That's so cool, man. I'm super
wears clean socks.
Glad this is a
he wears clean socks. Yeah,
it's a happy ending story, man.
Yeah,
did
you?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. She fucking ruined my moment.
I don't give a
and
fuck.
And I felt that you. I felt you watching me too. Like, am I getting glossy? Like, and you.
Your eyes were turning red and glossy.
Real fast.
And
I remember the first time I watched Armageddon at home. My sister and I already seen Armageddon. So you know that part where he's fucking like, take care of my daughter. Like that part, you know? Yeah. So Bruce Willis and shit.
I know that.
And fucking with the Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that part's coming on. I'm thinking I'm in the living room by myself. It's years ago, bro. My sister in the hallway just waiting for me to cheer. So I cheer up. She goes, oh, you're fucking crying. I go, what the fuck? Like, you ruined it. You busted my sister's shit out of Armageddon.
My bad, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking.
I just saw it and I was just like, burst already. I was getting tired of it. But anyway.
That was an amazing story.
This is a great story.
Kind of pissed at you,
but overall,
it's okay though. It's okay because you know, I mean, I think that like unless you're, if I could, in my head, I thought that everything was gonna work out one way, you know, and that was me trying to have control of the situation.
Right.
I thought like if I'm honest, if I'm open, if I'm this, that, and the other, like no one can have hard feelings, right?
Right.
But really, truthfully, what I should have done is not date anybody and build a relationship with this man that I was going to have a child with as friends, because we had said we were going to just be friends.
Yeah.
So that should have been my focus.
You made it complicated. Right.
And I chose something that
Natalie wanted.
I chose what I wanted, but I've learned one thing is like when you have kids, it is no longer about you.
Thank you.
No, that's good that you did it. Everything happened
on
God's time.
I think the moral of the story is
it goes back to the
everything
picture.
You did.
Yeah.
Was supposed to happen the way it happened.
Yeah,
I guess.
You know, it makes you stronger in the end.
That
it makes
is
your
God's
bond stronger.
Plan. With it's funny, like you said at
the
beginning
goes back
of the show.
To the picture.
Go back to the your Instagram post. Mm-hmm. Like, when you tell God your plan, he laughs at you.
Yeah. And my plan was so like, I'm going to be in the hospital for 2 days. I'm going to push for 10 hours. I'm not going to get the epidural. He's going to hold one leg. She's going to hold the other.
Yeah.
And we're going to fucking drive away into this merry world.
Before this happened, Natalie was very whatever Natalie chooses. So Natalie was choosing this.
I created everything that I wanted. I created.
Right.
Everything.
But
so,
God shut that
and
down.
In this case, like.
Silly Sally.
When I was pregnant, I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. All right, so yeah, but here we are now, and today we've been. It's my baby's 5 month. He's 5 months today, and we officially it's our 5 month
King
anniversary.
Kai.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
That was a super awesome story.
Yes. Yeah. Real people,
emotional,
real topics,
funny,
real stories.
Yeah. Like,
it was awesome.
Fucking awesome, man.
Caesar, I love you.
Do you want to say anything about maybe like labels, or you just never know where life's going to take you, or anything,
what's
advice?
What's the moral of your story?
You know, I think the moral of my story is sometimes you just have to let go. I think that, like for me at least, when I started to feel like I liked this man, I started thinking about all the lesbians that I was going to disappoint and what they were going to think about me and if they were going to be upset with me, you know. And I almost felt like I went back into a closet, like a straight closet, where I didn't want to make my lesbian followers ashamed. So I just was, I felt that weight on me. And that's not my weight to carry.
Right.
Like,
and that's what I wanted to display about this show, too, about the no label thing, because I get picked on for, you know, saying, oh, I was with guys and now I'm with girls, or, oh, I'm really attracted to them. Like, no labels. Like, it really doesn't matter. Humans are humans, and everybody has to go by your gay rules.
My label,
you
know,
I'm
fucking straight.
And, you know, the thing
man.
Is, I think that the women that only date women, you know, because I was a woman that only dated women, but I feel like when you have a soul connection with somebody, it could be a man, it could be a woman, it could be like when you least expect it, you have to welcome those things, because it's not very often that you have a soul connection like that. And when you do, I mean, look at my life. Look at
this
my life now.
This man told you from the moment he saw you.
He saw me and he's like, you and I were meant to meet today. And now that I know him, I know that he doesn't go around telling that to girls.
Right.
It's not a line to him.
That's that do not sound like a line. That sounds like
I didn't
like
even
a
know he
shit.
Said that to
he
you.
He would have told
but
you how to
just knowing him now, I'm like,
go.
That's strange.
Yeah, like he doesn't do those
but
things.
But it was meant to be.
But, you know, I just think that, like, if you're gay, if you're straight, if you're bisexual, if you're whatever, like whoever, live your best life, be true to yourself, be honest with yourself, and don't judge others. Because
there you go.
You don't know what they're dealing with, you know?
It's kind of good that dropped you fought it, though, you know what I mean? Because you saw, like, how persistent he was and how much he did
He
care
showed
for
me the
you.
Kind of man he
He proved
he was.
Himself, yeah.
So that's why I said you had to go through those trials.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And him, too. Sure. He's like, you taught me a lot. I'm like, what did I teach you? He's like, you taught me patience.
Patience. I was just going to say that.
I control everything.
You're not
going
to say that.
I promise
to God. Yeah, he was like, you really taught me patience. You taught me patience.
Music.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This was a beautiful story. And thank you, Nat, for sharing with us. And thank you on a personal level just of being my friend and coming on here and sharing such a good story, because it lets me that you believe in me, too.
I believe in you, girl.
I
love
you,
you,
girl.
We believe in you.
I'm playing your song right now for King Kai. King Kai.
This is
dedication.
What song is this?
It's Mary J. Blige.
Oh. Everything.
Everything.
You know another song?
No. I sing like Kurt for sure.
This is where I got his name.
Yep.
I named him Everything. Just kidding.
That was a good one.
Very good.